word we say. All the things we do, every word we say. Watch your tongue.
Watch your tongue!
Now, here are your hosts and teachers, Pastor C.J. Duffy and Pastor Dr. John Cooper.
Welcome back to the show. This is the fourth part of the 5-1 series. Pastor Duffy, it has been great. Dr. Cooper, I'm looking forward to Joe Joseph getting us more wisdom on the Rothschilds and some of the pagan holidays that we've been going through, some of the things that we've been misled on.
Yeah, I remember I discussed the idea about Santa Claus or St. Nicholas, who was born on December the 6th or 7th, and Jesus being born on December 25th. And let's celebrate people's birthday when it's there.
Well, all of these things, we call them pagan because it's taking us out of the focus of Christ. We want to get our focus back on Christ. Let's get ready for Joe Joseph. He's really going to be exciting. This is a lot to learn on this great show.
This is Watch Your Tongue.
So here we have, to me, an apostate nation state. It's not something that the nation of Israel, to me, is not ordained by God. The one with the Rothschild emblem floating in the breeze, by the way, that's not the Star of David. That was not the symbol of the House of David. That's actually the symbol of the House of Rothschild, if you take a look at their family crest. That in and of itself speaks volumes. And like I said, if we get into the real history of things, you come to find out, just like our government, it has been hijacked for a very long period of time.
Yes.
And you're dealing with the same situation over in Israel. And the people over there are, to me, are our innocent bystanders just as much as we are. However, it's really up to us and it's up to them to take it back. And we have the power. We really, truly do. The power of the individual is unbelievable, and especially when you couple that with the armor of God. When you put on the that armor of God, I'm telling you stand up to that evil, it will back down.
Yes, it will.
Always. It always backs down. Because, you know, when you're grounded in your faith, do you fear death?
Oh, no.
Do you fear paying that ultimate price? And I don't mean having to strap a bomb around you and go and run into a place like that. No. That's a crazy bunch of a very, 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 very small minority of people. And you find them also, too, on the Christian side, you know, like Westboro Baptist Church. You know, there's no doubt about it. Look, there are extremists on both sides.
Yes.
Yes.
That's
true. It's just a fact. It's a fact of life.
Right.
We need to ditch this, guys.
Yeah. Well, Joe, when you think about it, the nation Israel is back in their country in unbelief. The true Jews that God's probably going to resurrect and the true remnant has not probably been known yet. And the remnants from each tribe will be known whenever God sets up his rule. And so many things that Israel has done, there's so many things God has backed them on. And it's just amazing what God can do when he's back in a country. And look what's happened to our country. We sold God out. We gave him away. We let him come and take him away. We sat back as Christians and said, well, I'm not going to get involved. We sat back and said, well, it's not going to hurt anything. They're not affecting me. They're not bothering me.
Yeah.
And we sat there and we let them take our freedom away.
Yeah.
Listen, let me tell you what. I was a pastor back in those days.
Yeah.
And I am guilty of it. But I changed in 2008. I started fighting the other battle.
Oh, God bless you.
You can't. You cannot stand still anymore. And the pastors, so many of them back in this same time. I know I changed the subject a little bit, Joe, but
No,
the pastors sat back and said, these pastors sat back and said, you know what? I don't have to be involved in this. After all, my main goal is to win people to Jesus. Well, my friend, I'm going to tell you what, you can't ditch religion and you can't ditch your church. You can't ditch God and expect that you're going to come out victorious. The time has come when our pastors at every one of our churches, and I hope a whole bunch of them hear this, it's time you stood up and said, yes, I will support God. I will stand for God. I will back God. Yes, we want prayer in school. We want our constitutional rights back.
Have
we want to be able
Okay, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Sorry about that.
It's all right.
Sounds like you need it. Have you guys heard of the Liberty Church Project?
I don't think I have. Have you?
No, I haven't.
Okay. All right. My good friend, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, out of Kalispell, Montana, started something called the Liberty Church Project. And basically what it is it's teaching people and getting and growing churches free of government oversight that are liberty-oriented. And he's got one up in Kalispell, Montana, Liberty Fellowship. Just an awesome guy. He ran for president under the Constitution Party in 2010. And really, he's like that, John. One of those guys that have kind of come out of Babylon a little bit and said, hey, you know what? We can't sit on our hands anymore and just sit in the pews and think that everything's just going to be all right. It's not going to be all right. It's not going to be all right unless we put on the armor and we start pushing back.
Yes.
You know?
No, there's many, many ways that we can approach this religious overtake. What we are is we have to rely totally upon the Word of God.
Yeah.
Now, most people or most Christians don't understand their identity. Satan has allowed them to steal. Satan has deceived them so bad to where they've lost their identity. And if you had a driver's license and you got pulled over and you don't have your license, they can probably arrest you. You don't have an ID, you're driving. When you go to the doctor's office, if you don't have an ID, you can't prove who you are. Now this enemy has put people on what's called, when they go to a fallen society, a psychiatrist, and he tells them they're bipolar. He'll tell them they're ADD. He'll label them and steal their identity. They don't know who they are. In the book of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17, when Paul was writing, he said, I pray to the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he may grant unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. So he's going to give me the spirit of wisdom so that I can know his mysteries and secrets so that I can know him. Then he said, the next scripture, I'll open up the eyes of your understanding so that your spirit may be enlightened so that you can know what is the hope of his calling or why he called you. So now we got Christians on a daily basis running around in different churches trying to find out what does God want them to do. Well, if they have the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, he said, I'll open up the eyes of your understanding so that you can know what is the hope of his calling.
Yeah.
We got to know what he called us for.
Yeah.
And then it says, what is the riches of the glorious inheritance of the saints and the light? When he wrought him in Christ, he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above principality, power, and might, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but that which is to come. Let me explain that just for a second. When you're talking about putting on the whole armor of God so we can stand against the wiles of the devil, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go back to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17, he said, after he gave us the spirit of wisdom and knowledge and revelation, he said, I place you far above principality. Now, in Ephesians 6 and 10, he said, our battle is not flesh and blood, but against principality. But once you get the spirit of wisdom and revelation, I'm going to place you far above that. So now our job is just to believe and speak and let the atmosphere change.
Amen. Preach it, Pastor.
The power of the word.
The power of the word.
Yeah.
It's an atmosphere change.
How many people out there, you know, listening tonight, have heard the host talk about this, about the power of just the spoken word?
No one. Very few. It's the original technology.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing is that, you know, here at TFR, we talk about that all the time, you know, about the just the power of word. One person can literally change the direction of the world.
Yes, and it did.
Mm-hmm.
It did when it took prayer out of schools.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
So I think that just by your belief, here's what I want to pray for this network that you're on. I tell you, I like everything I've heard.
Yes.
I think you're on your way, and I have to speak the scriptures over you to continue to keep your blessing up on you. I don't have to because you're already blessed. But in 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, it says, I pray that he prospers and be in good health, even as his soul prospers. He said, I rejoice greatly when my brethren bear witness of the truth. Luke 4 and 10 says, for it is written, I've given angels charge over him to guard him and to watch him. So now he said in Philippians 4, 19 that he's going to supply every need. This is for Joe Joseph and this network that he's broadcasting that's going to be worldwide.
Amen. Oh, yeah, and I appreciate it. We need all the help we can get. There's no doubt about it. The powers that shouldn't be do not like the spread of knowledge. They don't like the fact that people around the world are networking faster, that that knowledge is passing instantaneously, you know?
And really, we have a
conscious awakening that's afoot that has been – it was foretold.
Yes.
That this was going to happen.
Yes.
That all of this is going to happen. Guys, let me ask you this. This is a very taboo topic to me as far as not taboo. It very ominous, let's just say. And that has to do with transhumanism. Transhumanism, the idea that singularity might be here fairly soon when machine gain consciousness. Also, the push for immortality. You know, there's a lot of money going into this to where people want to transfer their consciousness into something where they could live forever. Basically becoming God themselves. That's the way they view it.
Yes.
You know, do you really think we get to that point? I can't imagine that God wouldn't intervene by then. Otherwise, I can't see how flesh could survive.
I compare it to Nephilim. You know, when fallen angels came and consorted with human wives,
it
created giants, and they had a knowledge that was different than what the human had from the fallen angels. I see the same thing, Nephilim, taking places now with I don't want to say test tube babies, but cloning and all the things that are going on. See, I'm talking about a soul. If it's not ordained by God, two women are together is not, that's an abomination. Two men together. So now what we're doing is we're messing with DNA.
Yeah.
And man's trying to create his own God. So he's trying to be God, really, actually. I know that God blessed man with wisdom and knowledge, because Colossians chapter 1, when it talks about he is before all things and in him all things consist. So we know that God gave man wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. But also there's a wisdom out there that is not from God.
Right.
That has violated the will of God.
Yes.
So now, just as Moses had magicians that turned his rods into snakes. The Pharaoh had magicians that turned their rods into snakes. That was a sorcery back then. Well, it's still happening today. That's what I call pharmaceutical industry sorcery.
Yeah. No, there's no doubt. There's all sorts of debauchery going on and sorcery and all.
Oh, changing the DNA and all those things.
As was in the days of Noah.
Yes.
Yes.
And it was a program where this wrestler went and interviewed one of these places where they were cloning goats and everything else. Do you remember, Pastor?
They've been doing this for years.
They've been cloning things for years. And I want to tell y'all just a short story, okay?
Sure.
Okay, Satan and God were standing together one day, and Satan says to God, I can do anything you can do. And God said, you can. He said, okay. So God formed some dirt, and he made a man. And Satan says, I can do that, God, if you give me some dirt. God said, get your own dirt. And they're taking DNA today. They're messing with DNA, which is something God has already created, making themselves out to be God when they're not, and they're only fooling themselves. Now, in my opinion, I'm going to tell you this. Satan does not have the capacity to understand what God does and takes care of. He was just a created being. He never was created with the free will to learn like we have, to be like we are. And he doesn't have the capacity. That's the reason why he's going to continue his same trip, trying to take over the world. And he'll keep right on going because he doesn't know any better. And at the end of time, God's going to zap him just like that, and he's gone to the lake of fire. And our people around the country need to know these things, and they don't. Our churches have let them down. The pastors have let them down. Well, I've let them down.
You got lots of
and
people.
I'm trying not
oh, my
to.
God.
Yeah, yeah. And we've got to get back in. Like you said, well, we got to stand up. It's about time we start taking back our country, taking back our religion, taking back prayer in school. It's about time we quit selling out God. We've sold God out. Yeah. We have totally destroyed. We've totally taken him off of our books. This last year, I don't know. That's something that bothered me, by the way. There's something I really learned there. And watch, did you see how many times Merry Christmas was used? I saw Happy Holidays all over the place.
Oh,
but I did not see Merry Christmas.
You got, well, me personally, I'm kind of like, well, whatever. We don't do Christmas.
Oh.
Like we don't do Christmas because,
yeah.
Well, it goes to December 25th. What was December 25th?
Yeah.
Nothing.
December 25th was the birthday of Tammuz. You know,
somebody, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so here, okay. Now, see, now you got me started.
Okay, let me ask you a question before you get started.
Yeah.
About I don't believe that God's gonna allow it to get that bad, with where machines have their own minds to do all these things.
Oh, good.
I know it's been shown. I know it's been previewed, and it's in the movies and all these things. Because when you see things spoken, it manifests. The spoken word manifests.
Sure it does.
But
absolutely.
If you're looking at the mark of the beast, the chip, it's been implemented in March 5th, 1996. Prince Charles and his son accepted the chip. Diana would not accept it. Less than a year later, she was gone.
Out.
Now, this chip, which is only right work in the right palm of the forehead, is all over Europe and is mandated in the year of 2017. Europe-wide, it should be implemented in all of its citizens. Now, if you look at Revelation chapter 16, it talks about if you accept this mark, you're doomed for eternity. So I believe that we're living in the last days,
yes.
Where Christ is coming back for his church. And his church is going to be such a broad thing. It's going to be based on love, not a denomination, not based on anything else but love.
Good going, Pastor. Keep on preaching.
Woo-wee. That was awesome. Now, so 2 Corinthians 11:4. For if someone comes and proclaims another Yeshua than the one we proclaimed,
yes.
Or if you receive a different spirit from the one you received, or if you accept a different gospel from the one you accepted, you put up with it readily enough. So let me ask you this. Does this resemble the Messiah you follow or another one? Here we go. This is born in the fall at Sukkot, not December 25th. That's Psalms 118, 15, and John 1:14.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something there, Joe.
Yeah.
When you think about it, Santa Claus, if you want to use the St. Nicholas, he was born on December the 6th or the 7th, one of those days in there. So my thought has always been, if you're going to worship Santa Claus, do it on his birthday. If you worship Jesus, do it on a day set aside.
Well, and, of course, you
Jesus.
Take Santa, you know, you scramble the words, that's Satan. Boop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, so now we got, how about came only for the lost sheep of Israel?
Yes.
Matthew 15:24. He also taught from the Torah. John 7:16 and Proverbs 4:2. He came to uphold the law.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And and then he also taught us to obey the Torah.
Yes.
When he was nailed to the cross, I hear a lot of people say, well, the law was nailed to the cross. No, he was the lamb. He is
That's
the sacrificial
right.
lamb that died for our sins. So
That's
that means
exactly
that
right.
we don't need to go and slay a lamb every time we sin.
Yeah. Yes,
the lamb
right.
has been slayed.
Yes, yes, yes. He just fulfilled it.
He fulfilled it. That's right. He also taught against man's traditions. He was the best, most powerful activist to ever walk the face of the earth.
Amen.
I mean, you want to talk about a picture perfect, what an activist needs to be? Oh, there he is. We need not look any farther than him. So much so that 70 weeks into his ministry, they had
to let him preach, don't you?
You know,
go ahead. I'm sorry, Joe. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Pagan
keep on going, man. You hit
go ahead.
After you.
These pagan holidays that we're celebrating.
Yeah.
From Easter to whatever it is.
Sure.
I mean, we call them as Christians being deceived. Constantine, man, I said, we can go back for.
Let's go back.
Man, I tell you.
Constantine was a Mithra worshiper. On the back of his coin was the picture of Mithra. It says, Sol Invictus Mithra. I mean, that's who he was. It
wasn't deceived.
Yeah, it wasn't the, hey, let's get the heathens to come to us. It was, no, we want the Nazarenes, because there was no Christians at that time. They weren't called Christians.
No,
they were Nazarenes and Hebrews. And so they said, hey, well, let's get this, and we'll call them Christians.
Mm.
Oh, wait a minute. What the heck's going on here? And then you start looking and see the steady line of deception that followed and how easily it was to do that. And I use maybe in the next break, I'll give a little story about how God how does God celebrate Christmas? There's a little story I want to share with you, but I don't have time. I don't have time up to the you know, with the break. But there's just a little short story to put it in perspective. But I got to tell you, folks, Watch Your Tongue is and Watch Your Tongue Ministries is just a very awesome way to give people the knowledge to make the decision for themselves. You know, that's the real thing.
That's right.
Not to be overbearing. You don't force beliefs on anybody.
That's right. No. That's right.
You know? So, guys, I mean, my hat's off to you. The work you've done is phenomenal, especially Shad.
Oh, yeah. We got to praise him and praise the Lord for him.
Oh, man. Yeah, definitely. Because I'll tell you, without Shad, none of this would have happened.
I know it. He's blessed you by furnishing information and helping get things set up. And he's done all of our stuff. And I tell you, without him, we would not have this type of production. It would be something, and it would be something substandard.
Absolutely. We'll be right back, folks. More with C.J. Duffy and John Cooper when the Freedom Link returns right here on Truth Frequency Radio, truthfrequencyradio.com. We'll be right back.
Amen.
And to all you people out there watching Watch Your Tongue, welcome you as well.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, C.J. Duffy, John Cooper, you're here with me, watchyourtongue.tv.
Yes,
YouTube, Watch Your Tongue. And anybody down in the Texas area, Sulphur Springs, right?
Yes.
Sulphur Springs, Texas.
Sulphur Springs, Texas, you know, you're tuning in. Welcome, right. And hope you find this informative. We're talking about, we were just talking about Christmas before the break. So, since we're talking about deception and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, sir.
It just seems like a lot of people blindly accept it as, well, you know what, it's okay, nothing. So
holiday.
Yeah, so I was doing some study on it, and I found this great little site called BibleStudy.org. And one of the little articles they wrote was, how does God celebrate Christmas? And they write, what does the Bible say about Christmas? And does our Heavenly Father celebrate the birth of his only son? It says, many people are aware that the popular holidays such as Easter, Halloween, Christmas, etc. are not in the Bible and are actually pagan in origin. To many, however, such facts don't really matter. After all, they believe they do not celebrate the holiday like the ancient pagans. As long as Jesus' birth is rejoiced over, with a sprinkle of Santa Claus for the children, God will understand, won't he? Didn't anyone in the New Testament celebrate the birth of Christ? The biblical record is silent in that regard, yet people reason that God must accept Christmas because we have such good feelings about it, because we cherish fond memories of the holiday. So God must have fond memories as well. Or does he? Are we sure? God's memories go way beyond our capabilities since he lives in eternity. That's Isaiah 57:15. What if God's memories of Christmas included the noise of pagans who celebrate their idol with chanting or of the screamings from those his spiritual children known as Christians being put to death? The Bible says the Eternal hears the voices of those martyred for his name crying under a heavenly altar asking that their deaths be avenged. And they cried out with a loud voice saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, do you not judge and avenge our blood on those who dwelleth on the earth, Revelation 6.
Yes.
So here's a story to illustrate a point. So this is a little fictional story that was put together involving issues with holidays not condoned by the Bible. Now imagine that it's Germany during the height of Nazism in 1937. Churches throughout the country are in trouble. Young people who go to church want to leave and join the Hitler Youth. Businesses that even seem to be Jewish because they observe a seventh-day Sabbath are falling and failing. Some ministers, however, believe that if they only make some minor changes here and there to how the church operates, they'll be able to survive what's happening in the country. For example, on April 20th of each year is Hitler's birthday, which many joyously celebrate. Since it's unclear exactly when Christ was born, some ministers and religious leaders choose April 20th as a time to commemorate Jesus' birth. They also figure out that if they take the cross and add just a few bends to it, that it looks surprisingly similar to a swastika. They decide to refer it as the new creation as Christ's cross. Now, with changes to the church comes growth in numbers. People soon find themselves holding their right arm rigid in front of them at an upward angle so that they can show they are giving God glory as they march around the cross. And most people don't care that the commemoration of Jesus' resurrection has moved to occur on the exact day when their glorious Third Reich was started. Churches which adopt the new ways in Germany operate, they thrive, while others are persecuted or even killed. The new practices are so popular that even years later, many people are still founding, still found celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ on 20th of April. One day, someone visits the church and does his best to try to inform the group about how their holidays originated. After hearing the explanation, the people are not shocked. After all, in their minds, terms like Hitler and Nazi are meaningless. Who cares, they think, how people many years ago worshipped what they thought was God? What matters is what they do today is for the worship and glory of God.
This is What's Your Tongue.
Pastor, don't you think that was a very informative show? That Joe Joseph is special.
Boy, he's very special. With the wisdom and knowledge that he brings to the show, to our Watch Your Tongue show, I tell you, I'm excited about where we're going. All the information that he brings and all of the things that we're learning on this great TV show.
Me too. You know, when you think about it, everything he's talking about is right where we live, and it's current today.
Well, you know, I tell you, one of the greatest things we have coming up is a great offer, and this woman named Linda L., she's going to give us a great offer. Stay tuned and watch this offer.
This is What's Your Tongue.
I wrote a book called The Praise of His Glory, and it's a book of devotional prayers. It's based on the Psalms, and on the left page is the psalm itself, and on the right page is a prayer of prayer. Sometimes the pages don't match up with the link, and so there's also room occasionally for you to write your own prayer. Prayers are strange things. Sometimes they're simple, but God doesn't mean for them to be just simple. Prayers are not heavenly vending machine where you put in a prayer and take out a blessing. But the Word of God is a two-edged sword. And prayer is the arm that wields the sword of the Spirit and the Word of His glory. So He inhabits the praises of His people. And we want you to go beyond praying for health and welfare and out of fear to praise His name. So for everyone who sends in a $10 offering, as a thank you of appreciation, I will sign this and send you a copy free of charge.
Book offer number WYT-101 to the Praise of His Glory by author Linda L. is available now for a donation of $10 or more. Shipping and handling are included. Call 1-903-439-1218 or order online at www.watchyourtongue.tv. You may also send your donation of $10 or more to Watch Your Tongue Ministries, P.O. Box 367, Sulphur Springs, Texas 75483. Request offer number WYT-101 when writing or calling. Your donation helps keep Watch Your Tongue on in your area. We look forward to hearing from you today.
Pastor, I'm so thankful for people like Linda L. who is partnering with us in this ministry of Watch Your Tongue.
What a great supporter she is.
Yes.
One of the ways that you can support us as an audience and people out there is your prayers.
Yes.
Your prayers
yes,
are so important and vital to this ministry.
Exactly.
Matter of fact, prayer is what's going to keep us going on the air. So you're praying for us. It will be so much, so beneficial for all of us here at Watch Your Tongue. But there's other levels of supporters that you can do.
That's
we
right.
have a silver,
yes.
gold, and platinum monthly supporters. Silver being $50 per month, gold being $75 per month, and platinum being $100 per month. Be a great supporter for Watch Your Tongue.
Yes, we're very thankful for people who do support this ministry because we expect it to go around the world and we expect to see many people saved because of this.
Speaking of people saved, there may be someone in our audience that haven't accepted Jesus as Lord. So would you pray with me on this?
Yes.
Final. So Lord, I just say, Lord, I thank you for coming into my heart. This is so important that I get a chance to see salvation today. Lord, I need you in my life. I'm tired of struggling financially. I'm tired of my depression. I'm tired of anxiety. All these things is holding me back. Lord, I seem like every time I take one step forward, I have to go backwards. So Lord, I need you to come in my heart. Direct me through Watch Your Tongue Ministries. Now, there's a scripture that I can also give them to finalize this because it's all about words. It comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 36-37. It says, but I say unto you, every idle word that men shall speak, you shall give account for in the day of judgment. For by your words you'll be justified, and by your words you'll be condemned.
That's right.
Watch Your Tongue is a television outreach of Watch Your Tongue Ministry, Incorporated. The comments or views expressed in this broadcast are those of the individual speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions held by the station or network. This episode is sponsored in part by John Cooper Land Survey, Copeland & Ministries, Watch Your Tongue Partners, and viewers. Copyright 2014. Watch Tongue Ministries, Incorporated. All rights reserved.